The city of Ferguson, Missouri, has found some calm this week. It comes after many days of clashes between protesters and police following the shooting of Michael Brown. In an attempt to try to rebuild trust, Ferguson officials said the city would explore the possibility of outfitting police with personal video cameras. NPR's Martin Costi has been looking into the spread of these types of cameras in police departments across the country and has this report.
When you ask people in Ferguson what piece of gear they want to see the police wearing, they almost always say this.
All the cops need to have body cameras and dashboard cameras.
Why is that?
So everybody can be accountable.
Alonzo Bond is not alone in thinking this. Around the country, body-worn cameras have become the go-to technology for troubled police departments. Places like New Orleans. This spring, the department there started requiring all its patrol cops to wear the cameras. Lieutenant Travis St. Pierre demoed the camera for NPR in May.
When I activate this event button, which is on this controller right here, either on my chest or on my belt, it'll give me an audible tone, letting me know that the camera is on.
Police chiefs are just as enthusiastic about the cameras as police reformers. Both sides seem to share a belief that the cameras can resolve disputes by recording what really happened. Charles Ramsey is the police commissioner of Philadelphia and president of the Police Executive Research Forum.
Everybody's got their own version of a story, but when it's on tape, it's on tape. It is what it is.
But is it? Howard Wasserman is a law professor at Florida International University, and he's written about this. He says lawyers are starting to discover what any college film student could have told them, that recorded images are not neutral.
You know, how the camera is held, the angle at which the camera is held, you know, is the camera sort of panning, is the camera held steady, all of that affects the perception of what you see.
He says in court, whatever video you do have, however fragmentary or confusing, has the potential of becoming the star of the show.
And the problem that I think we get into is the assumption that the video shows all, so we can disregard all the other evidence that's not the video.
The other big concern with police videos is control.
It's interesting.
That's Susan Hudson. She's the independent police monitor in New Orleans. She says the department there has given its officers some mixed signals about when to press record.
We saw that the department was struggling with that a little bit, trying to make sure that officers knew when they can turn it off and when they can't.
Even when an officer willfully refuses to record, it's not a fireable offense in New Orleans. And then there's the potential for technical glitches. That's long been an issue with the dash cameras. One of Hudson's staffers says it's suspicious how often those seem to malfunction. And that's a complaint you hear in some other cities, too. Finally, there's the matter of the 30-second buffer. Here's how New Orleans officer Travis St. Pierre describes the workings of the most popular model of body camera.
The camera's always on. It's buffering. The last 30 seconds of what this camera saw was always being a loop, just audio, a video, not audio.
Did you catch that? It buffers video, meaning when the officer presses record, it saves the 30 seconds of images that led up to that moment. But it doesn't save the audio of those 30 seconds. The manufacturer did this to protect the privacy of police officers, but it also means the cameras may miss crucial noises or words that trigger an incident. Howard Wasserman thinks that's a mistake.
I think if we're going to do this, we need to do it right. And if anybody's privacy is going to be compromised, it ought to be the government officials who are wielding the power in all of these encounters.
He says it's another argument for more video recording by civilians to fill in the gaps of what really happened, now that that's increasingly decided by what's captured on camera. Martin Costi, NPR News, St. Louis.